Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An epic World Series where the Dodgers, for the first time since the Big Red Machine of the mid-70s, become the first National League team to win back-to-back titles. Here to talk about that. Oh, and by the way, the Orioles offseason, which is very much underway. New manager gets introduced tomorrow down at the Warehouse from BaltimoreBaseball.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. It's Beanie and Haney with Nolan, Rich Dubroff. Rich, good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great, Bob. How are you doing?
Doing all right. And, you know, I want old geezer, and I'm not saying you're old, Rich, by any stretch of the imagination. But talking about the greatest World Series games of all time, and a lot of expert types think that Game 6 of the 75 World Series was the creme de la creme, and not necessarily disagreeing, but it was Game 6. And as Johnny Bench always said, yeah, the Red Sox won it in 6. No, there was a Game 7 where the Reds would win and win the first of the back-to-back. But for Game 7s, with all on the line, whatever cliche you want to use, what one is comparable to what we saw Saturday night? Because you had great defensive plays. You had some interesting drama with the umpires, as usual. You had every pitcher who could possibly throw the ball available to throw. I mean, the pitcher that won it, he won after pitching the night before. So tell me a Game 7 in baseball World Series lore that was better than the one we saw last night.
None of them. This was the best I've ever seen. And I've watched World Series. You know, I am a little older.
I was trying to.
You know, I realize. I realize that I've watched more than half the World Series there have been. I've watched since 1963, and this was the best World Series. The only one, Game 7, I think that was close, was 2016 with the rain delay, Cleveland and the Cubs. I think that was. You know, I think that was a terrific Game 7. This was better. This was well played. There was drama, and there were great story. There were great storylines throughout the World Series. You know, nuts like me staying up till 3 a.m. to watch 18 innings, and you know the way Game Six ended. This was the best World Series I've ever seen. Yeah, 75 was a great World Series, and one of the reasons that was a great World Series was baseball's ratings had been tumbling until then, and then all of a sudden people were talking baseball in 1975, and that's one of the reasons that it was considered great, and also because it was an East Coast team, the Red Sox, one that hadn't won in a long time. But the Game 7 was good that year, but this one was far and above better.
Now, Rich, I've been saying on the air, I don't want to keep belaboring the point because it's probably going to turn out to be wrong when it's all said and done. And I was saying this back in June, July, et cetera, that the Orioles next year are going to be what the Blue Jays were this year. For instance, Toronto finished last in the American League East in 2024. Now, what do the Orioles have to do to even snip the postseason, much less make a deep run into the postseason of 26 based on the current roster and everything that they have at their disposal right now?
Harrison, because yesterday I happened to look up what the World Series odds were for the Blue Jays at the beginning of this year, and they were 50-1. The odds for the Orioles right now for next year's World Series, and of course it's absurd to even put them out, they're 33-1. What the Orioles have to do is they have to have those young hitters, Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, Colton Cowser, Jordan Westberg. They have to play well. They have to play better than they did this year. And that's the main thing. I think the pitching could actually be okay if they stay, you know, if they stay healthy and they add, you know, a starter or two and they redo the bullpen. I mean, that's a lot to do. But I think it's not nutty to think that the Orioles can be what the Blue Jays were last year. I mean, it's unlikely. It's going to take a lot of work, but it's not beyond the realm of my conception.
Now, in regards to pitching, and you mentioned the starters, what about the bullpen? I think if we look at the arms available, things are a little dicey right there. And, you know, the Devin Williamses of the world hitting pre-agency here after, you know, he's never recovered, it seems, from giving up the home run last year for the Brewers in the playoffs against the Mets. What's Elias going to do, or what should he do, I guess, because try to think like Mike Elias, is a futile attempt. What should the Orioles do to at least make the back end of the bullpen a little more reliable than it's been the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, well, I think what they're going to have to do is spend money on a high-end closer or trade for one if they can. I mean, if Edwin Diaz is out there, if Robert Suarez is out there, then, you know, those are two guys. And even Kenley Jansen, you know, Jansen, you know, people might sort of, you know, blanch because the Orioles had a bad experience in the second half of last year with Craig Kimbrell. But Kenley Jansen has still been, you know, pretty good. And if they could, you know, and if they could go and try and get him for a year or two, let's see how he does. And also, you know, they may look at one of the starters, Grayson Rodriguez and Tyler Wells, and think, oh, well, they might make a closer. I mean, one thing that they've been pretty good at is finding relievers out of nowhere who've been okay. I mean, Felix Bautista a few years ago was a marginal prospect. He wasn't on any of the top 30 lists. And he was, you know, he was terrific for him. But they've been able to, you can do that sometimes with relievers. You know, get a guy who's been a starter. Zach Britton was was not a very good starter for the Orioles. And then they made him a reliever. Jim Johnson was not a very good starter. So they can, you know, they've had some success and teams have had some success doing that in the past. So I think that, you know, finding a reliever is, you know, sometimes dicey, but it's not as hard necessarily as maybe finding a starter.
Hey, Rich, the three-headed monster talking tomorrow. Who are you most anxious to talk to, and what do you want to ask them?
Who am I most eager to talk to? Well, I don't know that anyone, none of them compare to being able to talk to you, Vinny.
But, that's right.
But, I'm really interested to hear what maybe David Rubenstein has to say about the team spending money. I think that he will, you know, what I think he'll say is that, you know, the money's there and that, you know, the Orioles will be competitive. I mean, I think that the Orioles are going to be surprisingly aggressive in the free agent market because I hate to use the old window is closing. The window is open, sort of cliche, but there is, you know, there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
26 and 27 are big years for the Orioles. I mean, 26 in particular, because, you know, this is the time when those young guys that I talked about should be blossoming. And, you know, if they do, they need to capitalize on it, because, you know, all these guys aren't going to be here forever. So I think the team is going to be very aggressive. Attendance was down last year. People were down on the club, and I think that they need to show people that they're, you know, that they're going to be aggressive, that they're serious about contending. And I think now is the time for them to do that.
Rich Dubroff, what's happening at BaltimoreBaseball.com on this November 3rd with free agency looming here?
Well, yes, we have talk about the Orioles all, you know, all day, every day. You know, today I have some questions that we might pose to Craig Albernaz tomorrow. Looking forward to meeting him. And I think that'll be something that we'll be talking about for months. How's he going to do? What's his impact going to be? So, well, we'll be covering that at BaltimoreBaseball.com.
Rich, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Rich.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There's Rich Dubroff, everybody. We'll come back. Visit with Nolan McGraw. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. News from the Nats coming up top of the hour. Going to revisit the Ravens. Hey, they got to sit back and watch everybody play football last night, as it was a fun week for them. They won two games in 5 days. Pittsburgh won, though. That kind of put a damper on maybe them moving into within a game of first place. Counts of dough at 12:15.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.